From the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 1 o'clock. I'm Erin Vogt. Topping our report this hour, another New Jersey school district is considering big layoffs and cutting into extracurricular activities to make up a $7 million gap in the school budget. The Asbury Park Press reports Lacey Township Public Schools say without some emergency intervention from the state, the district will be forced to cut 57 more jobs before September, reduce courtesy busing, and eliminate other services. The district has already recently cut 141 positions, eliminated freshman-level sports, and cut electives. Are New Jerseyans doing enough to keep addictive drugs out of the wrong hands? A new poll takes the pulse of Garden State adults on opioid prescriptions and keeping them safeguarded.
Rutgers Eagleton poll director Ashley Koning says about two-thirds of New Jerseyans believe they are familiar with how to properly store and dispose of opioids and other medications.
Likely spurred because of a lot of these active campaigns.
29% of New Jerseyans in the poll say they or a family member has been prescribed an opioid for pain in the past 2 years. That's a huge drop off from a pre-pandemic poll. According to the CDC, New Jersey has one of the lowest opioid dispensing rates in the country. Dean Alflamia, New Jersey 101.5 News.
And NFL fans and players are mourning the sudden loss of 28-year-old former Giants pro Corey Cunningham. The offensive lineman was found dead at his Clifton home on Thursday. ESPN reports Cunningham was drafted in 2018 by the Cardinals. He also spent time with the Patriots before joining the Giants in 2021. NJ1015.com is your source for breaking news. Download our free app to get breaking news alerts sent to your phone. More sun for Saturday. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Today is a little better than yesterday, less brisk perhaps, but temperatures still ending up below seasonal normals. We're aiming for about 60 degrees this afternoon with mostly sunny skies, and we'll keep dry weather through the rest of the afternoon too. Tonight clear and chilly again, lows dip into the upper 30s. Tomorrow you might catch some early sun, then clouds fill in, highs back to near 60. Also watch for a few rain showers late day tomorrow. Sunday looks partly sunny, and I can't rule out a pop-up shower or thunderstorm, but we are warming up Sunday with high temperatures around 70 degrees. From the Maloof Auto Group Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Morristown's 59, Ewing is 60, Turnersville is 60. Fast traffic instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5, and weather brought to you by the CSI Group Law Firm. Workplace discrimination, harassment, wrongfully terminated, or not receiving the wages you deserve? Don't suffer in silence. The experts at CSI Group Law Firm will take action. Visit fightforyourrights.com. That's fight, the number 4, yourrights.com, or call 732-704-4020.
Not New York. Not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.